Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I've been sharing with you this week on the subject of the resurrection of Christ, the power of the resurrection of Christ in our lives today. How does it affect you? How does it impact our walk with God today? What does the resurrection of Jesus Christ have to do with us today anyway? I've shared a lot with you on that. I'd like to just recap some of that. Talked about how Jesus said in the Gospel of John, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." That is an incredible promise. I love it. It is possible, folks, for you and I today to experience that same power, that resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead in your life and in my life today. It's the grace, it's the power that gives us the ability to overcome temptation. It's the power that gives us the ability to overcome the obstacles that we face in life. It's the power that gives us the grace and the strength and the power to praise him, to worship him, to adore him, to love him. That's what I'm talking about. I started yesterday, I shared a scenario with you about how a day that was going so well for mom, things were going so well with the children and their day was just going so well. Today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about another scenario. And I know that if you're a mom and you're listening to this today, you'll know what I'm talking about. Think about it with me for a moment. And I think some of you have had days like this. You know, the baby has a fever and is constantly fussing. In fact, you've been up with the baby a good bit of the night. You've hardly had much sleep at all. And you're tired. You're just so exhausted. And it's morning. But things have to be done. You've got to get breakfast going for your husband, for the children. And then as your day goes on, the children are irritable and they're not getting along well. And the ironing isn't done. And there's peaches to can. And the list of things to get done that day seems to be taller than your husband. And it just, you're feeling overwhelmed and you find yourself fighting back the tears. It's just not going well for you today. Well, that's the time, folks, when you are at a good place to experience the resurrection power of Christ in your life. And here's how you do that. You can bow your head in silent prayer and just give that whole situation over to the Lord. Say, "God, here I am. What do I do? My baby is fussy. It's not feeling well. It's got a fever. The rest of the children are irritable. And the things I've got to get done today are just so, it's overwhelming." You can pour your heart out to God and just tell him, "God, I don't know what to do. Can you please give me strength to go on? I need your help and I need it now." And I'm not kidding you. God helps those who come before him, who are sincere and earnest and honest in those kinds of situations, if you're a believer. Folks, that's where the resurrection power comes in. God empowers you. I can tell you from my own experience, that's the truth. When we get to the end of our rope, we don't have enough physical strength to do what we know has got to be done yet. And we cry out to God for help. Guess what? He gives us that strength. I've been there, done that. I know what I'm talking about, and I think some of you do too. God is there to help us in those situations. Maybe you get to a situation you just don't know what to do. Cry out to God. He can give you the strength, the power, the courage, the grace, the love, whatever you need. Maybe someone has said something, and immediately anger rises up in your heart, in your chest, and you just feel like telling them where to get off. But as a believer, it's not right to respond that way. That's not how Jesus would respond. And so in your heart, right there, You can breathe a prayer quietly and saying, God, I need your help. It's not right to tell this person where to get off. But what they said makes me angry. God, can you help me to love this individual instead? And I tell you, if you're sincere and you honestly mean that, God will give you the grace. He will give you the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, and you can and will love that individual. I'm telling you, that's true. I've experienced it. That's the resurrection power of Christ in your life today. That's how it impacts us, folks. God wants us to live that way, that we enjoy and experience his life in our life, in your life, every day of our lives, moment by moment. That's what God wants for us. And that's my question to you. Are you experiencing the resurrection power of Jesus Christ in your life? Husbands and fathers and dads, we have our good and bad days too. We do. And I don't need to go into detail, but you and I have that same resurrection power available to you and I today. We can experience the deep joy of the Lord in our life when circumstances in our life at that very moment are very dark. The resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ, when we cry out to God and give him our needs, he comes. He loves his people. He will give us courage. He will give us strength. He will give us hope. He will give us light. He will give us what we need to get through that difficult situation at that moment, because he gives us life. Because that's his will for his people. It is. The resurrection power of Jesus Christ empowers us when we refuse to let anger control us, and we hold our peace when we really feel like telling someone where to get off. The resurrection power of Jesus Christ empowers us when we're faced with a powerful temptation that we know we shouldn't give in to. When we stop and cry out to God for mercy to deliver us, he responds with power to overcome and gives us victory. I can tell you that's true, because I've been there, done that. It works, folks. The resurrection power of Jesus Christ empowers us today when we know the Lord would have us to show love to someone that we struggle with relating to. Do you struggle with relating to someone? When you think about a specific individual, do attitudes rise up in your heart? You get wrong attitudes quickly. Does that happen to you? Well, you know that's not what God wants you to do, how he wants us to relate to others and think about others. If you're really serious with God and you really want to learn how to love that person, God will give you the power to do it. But you have to want it, folks. If you have no interest in really learning to love that person, you're not going to get the power to love them. It's not going to happen. But if you're serious with God and you want it, I'm telling you, it'll happen. God wants you to have that power in your life, and he'll give it to you. The resurrection power of Jesus Christ, it empowers us when we feel discouraged and we feel despairing. But instead, in wisdom, we turn to God for help. Just cry out to God, say, God, I'm feeling discouraged. I'm in despair about this situation. Can you help me, God? I know it's not your heart that I feel this way. God hears. God will answer those prayers. He will. And you know, sometimes we mess up, don't we? Sometimes we say something we shouldn't have said, and we hurt someone. Well, when we come to God and we make it right with God, then he gives us power. It's the resurrection power, folks, of Jesus Christ to face those who we wronged and make it right. He'll give us that power to do it. Call it what you want. God gives us the resurrection power of Jesus Christ to go make it right. So how has the resurrection power of Jesus Christ blessed you recently? What has happened in your life that you know it was God that empowered you to do what you did? Well, I'm sure some of you could share testimony on that, but I think we'll leave that there for today. We'll come back to this subject tomorrow. The Lord bless you and walk in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ today.